Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak promised a full investigation of what happened Thursday at the Egyptian-Israeli border and said Israel regrets the deaths of the three Egyptians. His comments were seen as less than an apology for Israel's action while pursuing militants from Gaza who had staged attacks in southern Israel, and public reaction was swift here in Cairo. Angry street protests outside the Israeli embassy in Cairo have been going on for several days, and the Egyptian press has mounted a war of words against the Jewish state. An Egyptian army checkpoint protects the Israeli embassy in Cairo's Giza district, but hundreds of protesters tried to break through those barriers early Saturday. The crowd chanted slogans calling for the expulsion of Israel's ambassador in Egypt and demanded suspension of a controversial agreement with Israel for the sale of natural gas. One middle-aged activist said the killings of the Egyptian soldiers requires retaliation by Egypt. He says the people will not accept the killing of any Egyptians at the border, either by accident or intentionally. An era of turning the other cheek is over, this demonstrator insists. He says the Egyptian people will react if their government and Supreme Military Council do not. A government spokesman, Information Minister Osama Haykel, said Egypt can defend its lengthy cross-Sinai border with Israel, but that both states must share the responsibility of keeping the peace there. Egypt can protect its border and ensure that it controls the Sinai, the information minister says, while stressing that Israel and Egypt both are responsible for security there. Saeed Sadek, who teaches political sociology at the American University in Cairo, says both Egypt and Israel are exploiting the current climate for domestic political purposes and to divert attention away from internal crises.
Foreign policy is always an excuse for trouble in domestic policy. Both Egypt and Israel are having domestic problems, and so the skirmishes that took place near the Egyptian-Israeli borders is serving both sides politically in the domestic field.
Sadek says Egypt's ruling Supreme Military Council and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu probably both have gained domestic support over the past few days, but he asks,
would that escalate into a war? I don't think so. Both sides are playing on the verge of a conflict to serve the domestic agenda, but I don't think they will go as far as that.
Israel's airstrikes in Gaza have been answered by salvos of rockets fired into Israel from Gaza, which continued Saturday. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.